Get ready for the best under-the-radar music from the Pacific Northwest. Welcome to Insomnia Radio Seattle with your host, Ken Clark.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason. This is Ken, and welcome to the first ever Insomnia Radio Seattle. And I'm going to do something special. I'm going to play nothing but Washington bands. When you think of Seattle music, you think of Kurt Cobain, Nirvana, Candlebox, Jimi Hendrix, Heart, and even Mother Love Bone. Well, how about Mudhoney? They've been around for a long time, and they're still out there touring. So I'm going to kick this show off right and give you Mudhoney's Sonic Infusion. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Mudhoney's been around for a long time. They started in 1988. Members from Green River and the Melvins got together to produce a happening sound for the Seattle music scene, and Mudhoney was born. Yeah, that's commercial. That's Mark Arm on the vocals, Dan Peters on the drums, Steve Turner's on that rockin' guitar. Gary Madsen joined him in 2002 on the bass, and Mark Lucan was with him in 2001 on that bass. And it's amazing they're still touring. You know another band that's been around a little while? That's Mossback. In fact, the man that started it, Paul Adams, he and I get together for a brewski now and then, and Mossback even produces their own music. They started here in Seattle in 1994, and here's a song off their 2005 CD, Mishmash, called Uninvited.
Yeah.
can be found on the internet. No kidding. MySpace.com/mossbackmusic. You know, I had a chance to sit down with a lead guitarist one night, Kurt Hamlett. And you know, he used to be a studio guitarist for a while at one of the bigger studios here in town. And he made himself available for bands that came through the studio and needed a guitarist. For some reason or other, theirs couldn't make it. And I was just amazed at all the stories he had about all the big bands that he would play lead guitar when they were cutting their albums. You know, he got paid his fees, but he didn't get any credit on the CDs. And you'd never know it. But he's a fantastic guitarist, and you've probably heard him a lot and never knew it. But check him out when you get a chance. MySpace.com/mossbackmusic.
Grab our show notes and get links to the bands featured on today's show by visiting seattle.insomniaradio.net.
All right, here's where the pendulum's going to be swinging to newer bands in a little bit different genre. Here's a heavy metal song from one of my favorite bands called Lucid. They're actually from the opposite end of the state in eastern Washington, Spokane to be exact. And here's their song, Fallen. Lucid was established in 2000 changed out a couple of members and was reestablished in 2002 and have built a solid foundation with the talented Dylan Harris, Chris McCoy, Nate Jones, and Mike Clamfer. By the fall of 2004, they released their first album, and that was called Digging Through. And for more information, head on over to lucidtheband.com. Now, next up is another band from about the same era, and they're from here in Seattle, and they're called Ellen Says No. Their genre is a bit different. They're more of a rock pop band, and their sound is awesome. Here's their song called Sally. Now you may know why I love Pacific Northwest music so much, and I haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg yet. I haven't even played my top two or three favorite bands yet, but I'll get to them in another show. You just keep on listening, and you'll hear them, I guarantee it. Ellen Says No can be found at ellensaysno.com, and they have a MySpace page if you're a MySpacer like everybody else in the world. MySpace.com/EllenSaysNo. They're an awesome band and an awesome sound. And you'll be hearing more of them right here. All right, I've got another song for you today, and I'm going to kind of mellow things out, walk off all that heavy metal and rock we heard. I can start to relax. Here's a little bit mellower song. It's an acoustic number from one of my favorite Seattle bands, Jasper the Cat. And this is my favorite song from them, and it's called Combustible Hero.
Face and always loved it in the winter, 'cause the family gathers around, you can hear the sound and somehow you feel you're better. No matter I try, separate from my mind's eye, another combustible hero. And no matter it seems separate from my mind's dreams, I am what I see, and it's just the combustible hero in me.
What an awesome song to end the show with, huh? JasperTheCat.net is their website. Check them out. They're playing around town here and there, now and then. They're tied in with Floyd's Place. Well, that kind of wraps things up for the premiere episode of Insomnia Radio Seattle. I'm sure glad you stopped by. In future shows, be expecting bands from Vancouver, British Columbia, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington. Now, I've just got a ton of them in the lineup, and I can't wait to play them all for you. Then don't forget to stop by the website at seattle.insomniaradio.net. And if you need an extra fix of Pacific Northwest music, you can always stop by seattleandbeyond.net and subscribe to the other shows that I do, the S&B shows. And this is Ken, so until next time, keep on rocking.
This has been a joint production of Seattle and Beyond and Insomnia Radio. Catch us online at seattle.insomniaradio.net.